A national environmental group says the energy industry's fingerprints are all over recently released confidential energy papers. The Natural Resources Defense Council is one of several groups that sued the Bush administration to get the papers. At a press conference this afternoon, lawyers for the NRDC offered up specific examples to support their claim that industry executives played a direct role in writing the administration's energy policy. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Lead attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council, Karen Buccino, didn't leave the office last night. She and 30 other staffers were holed up in a conference room, combing through thousands of pages of emails, meeting notes, and schedules from the files of energy officials. Midway through the night, Buccino stumbled upon one document, an email received from the American Petroleum Institute. In it, a top API official suggested that the administration should issue an executive order aimed at protecting the industry from burdensome new regulations. The email was dated March of last year.
2 months later, an executive order was issued, and it's identical in structure and impact to what the American Petroleum Institute suggested, and it's even verbatim in a key section.
Similar documents showed up from power companies and utility owners. Buccino holds these up as evidence that executives and lobbyists were directly involved in writing the administration's national energy plan.
What we're seeing is the nation's oil companies are putting words in the president's mouth.
At the same time, Buccino maintains, the Natural Resources Defense Council and other environmental groups had their requests for meetings turned down.
I think the NRDC's charges are silly.
Myron Ebel is a policy director for the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a Washington think tank that promotes free enterprise.
There's nothing improper about consulting the people that you want to consult in trying to come up with policies.
Ebel argues when members of the task force met with energy executives, they were simply acting on behalf of President Bush, who promised as a presidential candidate that he would help the energy sector by streamlining regulations and promoting its growth.
It seems to me he was carrying out what he said he would do when he was running for election, and he carried it out in a responsible and reasonable way.
Reasonable and balanced, according to the Energy Department, the task force was set up in January of 2001, and over the course of several months, members solicited the advice of a wide range of industries, consumer groups, and environmentalists. The Department of Energy says the task force turned down most of the suggestions put forth by the American Petroleum Institute and the coal industry, and in several instances, they accepted the suggestions offered up by environmental groups. DOE spokesperson Jean Lopato argues the criticism does not change the fact that in the end, it's up to Congress to decide if 105 recommendations in the National Energy Plan should become law.
Notwithstanding any criticism of the development of the National Energy Policy, what we're seeing now is Congress approving virtually every recommendation in one form or another.
Still, the NRDC is not giving up. The organization will be back in court this week to fight for the release of an additional 15,000 pages of confidential energy documents. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.